Good morning. Welcome to another engaging, thrilling, exciting edition of Turkey Crossing. This is Paul Bogish, and this is podcasting while biking. Today I'm actually not on my way to school. School is officially over. Early in the morning, took a little bike ride down to one of the gorgeous reservoirs that's in my town. And as I drive along the side, there's a gorgeous, I believe it's called a snowy egret. Whoop, and there it goes, taking off. Huge wings, that long neck. If you know what those are, gorgeous birds. But anyway, boy, I've had now officially so many podcasts, I can't even remember the number. This might be at least officially number 9? Not sure. And I didn't know where to go with this podcast because, you know, during the school year, different things come up and they pop to the top of my head and it kind of comes natural to talk about those. But this one here, I didn't know where to go with, whether to talk about the thoughts that are going on for next year, what I'll be doing during the summer, or kind of some closing comments on the 2006-2007 school year. And so what I think I'm going to go with is what I did on one of the last days of school, and that is I hand out student evaluations. And to me, I think it's probably one of the most important things that I do during the year. I've been handing out student evaluations for approximately, probably about 14 years now. And my teaching has changed more because of the answers that the kids give than probably any kind of professional development or any kind of reading that I've done. And I even think twice before doing this podcast because I think they're very personal. What the kids write is very personal, and I'm going to try to do this without necessarily sharing anything personal. Anything that the kids, you know, when the kids write on them, they know that they're for my eyes only. And so I'm going to try to stick to that spirit and kind of talk about them generically. But when I first started, I used to do an evaluation that was a very simple, you know, what was your favorite lesson? What do you like about class? If there's one thing you would change, what would it be? And I got good answers and I got things to work with, but it just always seemed like when I'd get them back, I'd be disappointed because they never really gave me a lot of information to work with, and all of their answers I kind of already knew. You know, I knew what their favorite lesson was. I knew what the one lesson was that they'd change. And it's hard to, you know, if you're in tune with your kids and you're talking with them during the course of the year, you know, all that stuff should, I think, be somewhat obvious. I mean, maybe not for all the kids. You're going to have some kids holding back. It might give you an interesting response, but you know, I think if you have a lesson during the year and you reflect on it afterwards, you'd know immediately whether or not it went well or it didn't, and you don't have to wait till the end of the year. So over the course of time, I've slowly tweaked the questions on it. And hold on, I'm on a skinny road, and here comes a huge dump truck. One second. But over time, I've slowly tweaked the questions, and I've slowly ripped off questions from other people's evaluations that I've seen online, and come up with a form that I think is pretty cool and works well. And it's actually probably a lot simpler than what I first started with. You know, I have a grid with 19 questions, and next to each question, there's a box for them to check. And it goes from excellent to very good to good, average, fair, miserable. And I think the key to getting good, honest answers from the kids on this evaluation is probably I spend about 5-10 minutes talking with them before I even hand them out about how I take them seriously. You know, I don't want them to waste their time. that they have the opportunity to make some big changes for next year's kids based on their answers. And I also tell them that if you check off excellent, that means that's the best ever. If you check off miserable, well, that's the worst ever. And then you go, you know, from there in between. But I really tell them that I don't want them to, you know, if they had a good time, they shouldn't check off excellent. So I really push them to those two categories, our extremes. And then when I hand it out, I walk out of the room. I pick a kid who, I put the envelope on his or her desk, and as the kids finish, they'll all bring up their evaluation, put it in the envelope. That student seals it. And then I tell them that, you know, normally I don't do it on the very last day of school because that's just too chaotic. Normally it's the second and last day. And I tell them that I will not open it until they leave school. So that if they do want to totally rip me, or if they do want to write something very sincere that, you know, they might not want to look into my eyes the next day, that they can do that. So anyway, so I have the 19 questions, and I have that grid, and they just simply put a check in the box. And the questions are, I should have brought a copy with me, but the questions cover every possible aspect of our class. Underneath the grid, I have an area in which, if they'd like to expand and say why they gave a certain answer for one of their checks, they can do that. So they might put, you know, number 6, I gave it a miserable, and here's my reason why. And then underneath that is, I think, the most important section. And that is simply, I have a section that says, you know, I don't know the exact wording, but in more than 35 and in less than 1 million words, you know, write to me about how you feel the year went. And that's the section in which the better relationship with your kids, your class, that's where all the real rich stuff comes from, in which you do get the kid who rips you apart. And you also get the kid who really praises you and gives you those warm, fuzzy feelings inside. And whenever I have a student teacher that passes out evaluations, I always tell them that you have to work really, really hard to not focus on that one or two evaluations that shred you to pieces. Because it is funny how you can get 99 evaluations that praise you, give you all excellent checks. If you get one, just one, that's the one I worry about all summer. And how did I not reach that one? So what I decided to do last year is to make a goal. And somewhat, not a random number, but a number in which I needed this percentage of kids to mark me above fair. And again, the ranking system was excellent, very good, good, average, fair, and miserable. And I came up with I needed 95% of the kids to give marks above fair. And, you know, looking back upon all my years, I've been teaching for 15 years, including this year, that was my 16th, I pretty much figured that there's always approximately 3 to 5 kids that, man, I just can't get into their heads. And I just don't seem to, I don't know what the words are, to do a good job with. And so that when I got the evaluations back, I would take a look, and if I had 5% or less of the kids who marked it as fair or miserable, I should be happy with it. Well, I got the evaluations, sifted through them, and kind of did it a little different. There would be approximately, rounding it off, 1,800 check marks that all the kids could put down. And 3% of them were marked fair, or, dare I even say, miserable. I think it was a little less than 1% was miserable. And man, for days, all I could focus on were those, that 3%. And I don't know, it's hard to overlook. But meanwhile, the other 97% were pretty good. And this year, I guess I'll say I was worried. I was worried about the outcome because I changed a lot of things this year in class. I had a student teacher come in, which really breaks things up. And the things I changed sent some of those questions ranked me higher. And in some of the questions, it knocked me down. And one of the ones that I got knocked down for, again, I wish I had the question directly in front of me, but it was on the grid, and it also came out in written comments in the back of the paper, is that basically when the kids ask a question, I don't give them an answer they're satisfied with. This year, I really focused on not just giving a kid an answer, but if they came up with a question, worked with them to have them solve the problem. And it was interesting how in a lot of the open comments on the back of the evaluation, there's a bunch of kids who wrote that up as a negative. You know, there were some comments that were very straightforward in which kids would write, I taught myself everything I learned in this class by myself without Mr. Bobish's help. He's supposed to be the teacher, and instead, I ended up teaching myself. I look at that comment, in one sense, well, that's great. This kid learned how to teach themselves. The kid learned how to be a teacher, not just a receiver of information. On the other hand, though, it makes me really think about next year and how I've got to make sure that, I don't know. I don't have the answer. I guess next year I got to make sure that maybe I let them know what I'm doing. And that some of the kids, you know, some of the kids come into eighth grade, they've been in school for how many years and had how many teachers, and they expect a certain thing from a teacher. And if they don't get it, they see that teacher maybe is not caring as much or being harsher with them, I don't know. But, you know, that comment showed up on more than one kid's paper about how I didn't do enough work for them. That I should have been giving them more answers. I should have been pointing them in the right direction. I should have this, I should have that, instead of having them do, them do, them do. And again, on one hand, while that could be viewed as a positive, there's frustration in the kid's mind. I gotta work towards doing something about that next year. I'm not sure what it is. If you have any ideas, let me know. But overall, they went pretty well, the evaluations. And again, not that I've brought this up in a podcast, not to use it as an excuse, but I've found that when I have a student teacher, the marks do get a little lower than usual. And I'm wondering, and I think I did it this year, after the student teacher leaves, I still feel like I have this need to do all this stuff. And I wonder if I try to do everything too fast, too quickly, too much, and I lose that nice casual pace that we kind of started at the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, we get into quite a rhythm. And then it seems like as soon as the student teacher leaves, the rhythm is gone. It's just a fast solo nonstop for the last 2 months. I don't know. Any suggestions on that, I'll take those as well. So, for those of you that have not done evaluations, I recommend them. If you're thinking about it, I'd be more than happy to send you a copy of mine. And, you know, unfortunately, I think I did it. I think I just ended up focusing on the negative stuff on the evaluations. It's an incredible amount of positive stuff. I'll tell you, listening to the words of some of those kids, if there's anything... If there's anything that wants and makes me come back every fall, it is the words of the kids on the evaluations. The words that make you smile, the words that put tears in your eyes, the words that say, you know what, you really changed me. And I think that's all, you know, I think all teachers are looking to change kids in some positive way. And when the kids write that down and say, you know what, you did it. Man, I could read those over and over instead of, I should be reading those over and over instead of focusing on the other ones. Or I don't know, I guess we should focus on both. I will say that this year, since I told you how many were fair or miserable, I'll have to go to the other end. And this year, no I won't. I'll keep the score private. So I'm going to end this here. Again, this is another podcast that, while focusing on evaluations, I think the real focus is just simply, again, listening to the kids. See what they have to say. They are the ones that get to watch us every single day. You know, I just had a professor in grad school that said something along the lines of, nobody has the ability to see inside themselves. That even if you look at a mirror, all you see is the outside of you. The only person that could see inside of you is our others. And you have to listen to others sometimes to see what's going on inside. And I think that's, again, true with the evaluation. Sometimes I can think I had an incredible, incredible year. Or sometimes I can think I had a horrible year. But listening to the evaluations ends up giving me a better insight of what went on. All right, I'm out of here. I got to make it home. And I got a long hill to go. So thanks for listening. And again, if you've made it this far, would you leave a comment, please? Makes me feel all sorts of warm and fuzzy inside when you do that. Any suggestions, please hand them over, or please write them down. And once again, thanks for listening. This is Paul Bogish, and looking forward to talking to you again on Turkey Crossing.